I just was shocked. You know, if you don't like people, this is not the job for you.
No, it's 100% not, because this is a people person.
This is a people
pleasing
person.
Job.
And it's all about helping people. And the people who are successful, I look at your office and I look at other offices, the people who are successful are the ones who love helping people. Yes. And that's what it's about.
And you know, you've heard me say this for years and years and years, because I believe it. If you help enough people get what they want, you'll never want for yourself.
I think that's a great saying.
And you don't care how much it costs, how much money is involved. Right. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. If you just keep doing it, everything works out just fine.
It's perfect. I love that. I think that's a great saying. Well, I think hopefully we gave the listeners a little bit, and they can certainly call you, Scott, at the office. And if they have any other questions,
Well, can we just go a little bit, just tell a few things that we offer?
Sure.
If you don't mind.
Yes, let's
One thing
that.
You're going to ask me first, so what kind of splits do we have? That's a huge, one of the first questions somebody asked me. And I'm going to tell you, it maybe should be the last question, but it's still the first.
Probably.
And I'm going to tell you exactly how we do it. The more you make, the more you make. If you're a big producer, you have huge splits.
Right.
If you're starting out, you start out on a base until you earn it, you go up and up and up. Mm. It's kind of basically fair.
I think that's a great way. Yeah, because that's important. But, you know, truly, I did a survey several years ago in several classes about what was most important. And these were agents who are already in the business. What's the most important? Is it the commission? Or what is the most important to you? And then what would you think the number one thing was that they came up with?
I don't know. For me, it would be to be happy in my environment.
Okay. And that was one of them. But it was like, I want a person that I can go to when I have a question. And I find that if you have that team spirit of everybody helping each other, because mine is together, everyone achieves more. That's why I say the team spirit, which you have in your office, then everybody will be successful. And that's not everywhere. So I think that's really important. And then commissions were like 3 or 4 down the road. So, you know, happy place, somebody to go to. Those were the most important.
Well, and one thing that's new now is fees. Who pays for the advertising? And I just signed another contract with Jeremy.
By the way, I just want to point out something. You said you guys are talking about giving each other, you know, a raise in real estate. I think that's just sales in general. I have my boss for years downstairs. Anytime I said, hey, I think it's probably time for a raise, he said, well, yeah, you're right. Go sell more.
Yeah, it is.
That's kind of the name of the game.
But if you're in a happy environment and you're doing good and you can go to people and get help, you do sell more.
You do.
And if you sell more, you make more.
You do.
It's just that simple. And if you're happy doing it, you know, somebody asks, what's your job? I said, man, I love what I do, so I guess it's not a job anymore.
No. And yeah, when you get up and you go to work and it's not work, it's just fun. You go like, oh, yay, who am I going to be able to help today and what's going
to
happen?
Well, then you go to a restaurant, like we're fixing to go to lunch, and you go there and you're 4 or 5 people go, hey, thank you for doing that. I appreciate it. You know, it's, you know, and especially if you have your kids with you, you're kind of going, hey, yeah.
It's an exciting thing. I love it. I just, of course, I've been doing it for a long time and you have too. So obviously it's our passion. We'd love to see if there's more people out there, and I actually think it's such a great second and third career for people that are not
our first. If you're right off the bat
and start brand new from scratch. So great opportunities out there. If you guys are listening and you're thinking about maybe what am I going to do, what I want to do, give Scott a call. I think that's a perfect thing.
It is. If you would, it's easy, 949-5575, Eric, Previx 325, all of them 325 for us. Or call my cell phone even if you want to. It's 325-234-7443. Even if you decide you don't want to, I love this. I'll help you. I don't matter what. I'd enjoy it. Welcome back to Real Estate. And you see, I didn't jump the gun this time, Pat. We appreciate you being here. Great information earlier. But you know what? Let's kind of switch horses if we could.
Okay.
Because one thing that's really changed in our career since we've watched and the evolution of it, I guess was for the right word, is what's happened is for buyers. What a difference.
I agree with that. I'll tell you, when we both started, buyers didn't have any representation. And when our laws changed in Texas, it was so exciting. But yet it was so hard for the realtors because there's a lot of pain and change. And so I think our listeners need to know that just like us as realtors, when we're choosing a broker, a buyer has the right to choose a great realtor. And you know, if you don't mind me, I've said this before on the radio and I say it all the time. I think everybody needs to know that there's a difference between a licensee and a realtor.
Big time.
Big time. And so so for us to be realtors, we go by the code of ethics. And I teach that all the time. And people go like, Pat, don't you get tired of that? And I go, I love it. Because that's just, you know, just something that we think about. So we're held to a higher standard. And also belong to, obviously, San Angelo Association, the Texas, and the National Association. So we keep so informed. And I was thinking about this earlier, having traveled so many states teaching, and how lucky we are in Texas because we have some of the best contracts and addenda to protect our buyers and sellers. They're fabulous. So I wanted our buyers to know that when they choose a realtor, they need to ask the question, you know, like, are you going to represent me? Because sellers have representation. And I think maybe it's like a hidden secret, is we don't tell buyers that the agent can represent them and still get paid by the seller.
Out
of the transaction, gets paid out of the transaction. So it's not like extra money they're going to have to come up with. What do you think about that?
I think you're 100% right. And look, you said it in one of my agents years and years ago, sub-agency is what we called it.
Yeah, that's right.
And they're saying, well, how can you say you're representing the seller in this transaction when you're showing your nephew a house?
Exactly.
Because we really weren't. I mean, it was a bad rule. It was a bad setup. And the gods upstairs of the words of wisdom that came down said, this is wrong. We're going to change it. And they did. What Pat said, for me, especially, I had a lot of experienced agents that had a lot of years under their belt. I said, okay, we need this form signed. It's a buyer brokerage agreement.
Right.
Well, they won't sign it. They won't agree. Well, what people didn't understand, and Pat helped me with this for years to get everybody comfortable with it,
all right,
is by signing that form, and I'll tell you right now, I have too big a mouth and I like people too much. I have to have it signed because I would break every rule if I don't have it signed.
Right.
Because here's what it is. I'm going to use my example. I use Lowe's down here. And over the years with rent houses, I bought a lot of appliances from Lowe's, a bunch. And Gene's my man down there. Gene takes care of me. He'll call me and he'll say, because I am a customer of Lowe's.
Right.
So he'll call me. He'll say, Scott, this is going on sale next week. This is going on sale. This is going on sale. All the stuff in his store because I'm a customer. Now, what he can't tell me, because I'm not a client, is that Home Depot is going to have that same item on sale for $200 less next week because he works for Lowe's.
That's right.
So you see the difference. So here's my deal is if you sign, you pick a realtor you like, if somebody, and the realtor say, you know, I don't really like you. We're going to split ways. That's a mutual deal. Right. You pick a realtor you like, and here's why I have to have it for me and for my agents, everyone I have right now, I can tell you right now, because they can't keep their mouth shut either. My job, as soon as you sign that, is to tell you every single thing I know about everything, which sometimes may not be a lot, but usually in real estate, it's pretty good. So I can tell you, we need to check for this on the house. We need to do a CMA for you as the buyer to make sure we're not paying too much and work for you in every way. Without your authorization, are you agreeing? I guess verbally, you can still do that barely. Written's 100%
better.
You can.
The problem is, and a statute of frauds really needs to be in writing. Right. Just needs to be in writing.
Everything needs to be in writing. Really.
It does.
So that way you're saying, okay, you can help me and you represent me and you're going to tell me good, bad, and ugly. Like when I walk in a house, I say, okay, see this crack over here? Mm-hmm. You love the house. We still need to get this checked out.
Right.
If we don't have that sign, I can't say a word. I got to keep my mouth shut. See the difference? So for...